been Andy Jacobs here on TalkSport. And Richard Keys is with us in the studio. And we've got some emails and texts from you to read to Richard in a moment. But Richard, do want to return to, as it's quite an emotive phrase, the idea of dark forces. And Andy mentioned earlier on that feeling that you could feel, you said that's for Andy to say, but you could feel you've maybe been stitched up internally. And we'll come back to the reasons, if that is the case, why that happened. But what do you exactly mean by dark forces? Well, I'm just trying to get my head around that.
You two guys are very good at what you do. People working in our profession do it at the very highest level for that very reason too. I mean, you just used the phrase stitched up. You said that, not me. But we know full well that whatever I say today is likely to be misunderstood, misrepresented, and turned round to suit the purposes of whichever organisation it is that is reporting this from this point henceforth. There are various clips that I'm quite certain you will take from this to suit whoever it is that is writing the particular story that follows when I'm gone at 4, 5, 6 o'clock tonight. All I can do, and the reason I came here, is offer you my honest assessment of what happened. Everybody will have a view on why Keyes chose Talk Sport. Was it to be with the guy so he got an easy ride? No, it was so I could get the time to get my point across. Neither of us has had the opportunity to talk. I said that earlier.
There will be people out there feeling that Richard, you know, after what's happened to Andy Gray yesterday, Richard Keyes is just trying to save his job.
Absolutely. Whether I continue or not, I believe I also have a decision to make in that respect. I've said that to you. Of course people will say that. This just goes on and on and on. You know, there will be people criticising the fact I've turned up today and telling me I should have come Monday. I couldn't come Monday. I couldn't come Tuesday. There was too much else happening. In the end, I said, look, I have to get out and say something. I want to. It is something that I've been bursting to do, and I'm grateful to you for giving me the opportunity to do that. I repeat, I mean, how many times, and I probably will more before I leave, I'm sorry for Sean Massey. I'm not sorry for myself. I've told you, I can stand up and take a beating the same as the next guy. That's not a problem. I've had to.
It can't be easy, because you mentioned the dark forces, and the idea that subsequently, in an awful lot of newspapers, you mentioned aloof. I mean, arrogant is a word that's come up quite a few times as well. There was a feeling that there was an arrogance, maybe about you and Andy, and the fact that you felt you were football personified in this country.
I don't think we ever felt that, either of us. Arrogant, yeah, you could. Look, it depends what spin you want to put, what view you have of a... Did we have a belief in ourselves? Yes. Are we enormously proud of what we did? Yes. Beyond that... you know, it's for others to decide if we were indeed the best or not. We like to think we were, but if that is then by some interpreted as being arrogant, again, I can't do anything to affect that. You know, I can only offer what I've said to you. I'm not a celebrity football presenter that and there are plenty that enjoy the lifestyle that comes with it. That's not me. I don't do that. You know, the limelight I've never sought. I just do my job. It happens that my job is before just someone jumps on that, my job puts me in the front line in that respect. It's great. I've described it many times as the best job in the world. It is. Look, there are two sides to every argument. We are losing at the moment, and quite rightly, we're getting a pasting. But we do live in a democracy. There are two sides to this. Please, we've aired one a lot. Let's hear the other one a little bit, because there are two versions of what happened. There are two views about what happened.
I mean, fellow journalists in the press have wasted no time in kicking you, basically, when you were down. Has that surprised you? I mean, some of the top football writers have basically the accusations that...
Yeah, were you aware of those attitudes? Because they've been pretty clear over the last few days.
I mean, you're always at the football writers' dinner, for example.
Yeah, we've done an awful lot of things. We go to the football writers' dinner year in, year out, and have supported that. Sky sponsors of that, Sky Sports. It's disappointed me. Of course it has. But there are others... As is always the case, there are others who... if I turn this phone on now, it'll ring between now and midnight tonight. I've been on the phone for the last 3 days. There are approaching 500 messages on there from different people, many good friends in Fleet Street who I grew up with, saying, I can't believe what's going on here, son. This is out of all proportion. That's their view. I'm not passing comment on that. That's their view, you know? So there's been a weight of support for me as well, and Andy, as well as those who wish to browbeat. Look, Sky's a fantastic company. I think we've done, I reiterate that, I'm proud of what we've done, giving football, our national sport, the shop window that it's had. I'm not proud of what we did at the weekend. I'm really sorry that happened. But, with success comes envy.
I suppose the crux of this is, are you sorry for doing it, or are you sorry for being caught doing it? I suppose that's...
No, I said that right at the outset. I'm sorry. It was wrong. There's no place for it. No place for what happened on Saturday. What day is it now? No place for that. No place for what's gone on in and around the workplace. But the clips that you've seen, as is always the case, are fairly selective. They are fairly selective. They have targeted two individuals. It might be that's not necessarily representative either of our studio, which is our dressing room.
Are you concerned that there could be more to come out? Are you aware that there is more to come out?
I am almost certain, and have been for 3 days, that people are looking as we speak. Of course. And if you dig far enough and deep enough, you will find what you're looking for.
Yeah, who are these people? Are they people, colleagues at Sky, or are they just people in the press?
Andy, I don't know that. You tell me. I don't know. I am au fait, and I think I'm all right. I'm up to speed with the modern medium. I get on all right. I don't live in the dark ages, despite the allegation. But I can't possibly. I have a view which I will remain silent with. Of course, like yourselves, I can't answer the question. All I can do is keep saying, and I have, it was wrong, and the behaviour in and around our studio is wrong, and I have apologised for that. I'm not here to express how sorry I feel about this for myself. It's irrelevant. I said to you right at the outset, leave Sian alone. Get off her case. There's a lot of double standards being applied here by a number of people.
We've had a statement, actually. A statement's just been released via the Press Association from Andy Gray. So okay. I will run that past you as well, Richard. Yes, Andy has apologised for his part in the Sky Sports sexism row and said he was devastated by losing the job that he loved. His statement in full, issued by his law firm Shillings, was, I'm very sorry that certain comments made by me have caused offence. Such comments were made off-air to work colleagues and were, of course, never intended to be broadcast. I was very upset when the comments were brought to my attention, and it was my intention to apologise on Monday night when I was back on air for the Bolton versus Chelsea game. Sadly, I was unable to do so, as I was suspended from the show by Sky Sports and have now been sacked. Football is my life, and I'm devastated by losing the job that I love. I'm equally upset that third parties have been dragged into this issue. I ask that the media respect their privacy so that they can continue in their roles. I've worked for Sky Sports loyally for over 20 years, and I do not wish to comment further at this time. Richard, what's your reaction to that?
Well, it's kind of saying what I have. I didn't know he was going to do that. I spoke to him, obviously, yesterday and today. We've talked a lot over the last 3 days. There's a row raging at the moment about the invasion of privacy, phone tapping, understandably. What's the difference between what happened to us and what's happened, allegedly, to many others? If off-air conversations of television and radio presenters were recorded up and down the country, there'd be no one left working. You know that as well as I do. That is not to defend what happened. We shouldn't have done it.
The problem is, as you know, these have become public, and that is the bottom line, isn't it? So which is why we are where we are now. I mean, just very quickly, we're going to continue after 2 o'clock and chat more to Richard Keys and take more of your questions. We'll be reading them shortly. But generally the reaction on TalkSport over the last few days since it's been discussed. I mean, I'm not pretending for one moment that some have been supportive. Some have kind of said similar things to what you've said today. But people have also said you shouldn't be allowed to broadcast again, that you're a dinosaur. That those views shouldn't be held in the modern game, and that you don't deserve to be a national figure commentating on the national game.
Well, all but the last line of that text which you just read out, I think I have addressed. I've said very much the same thing, haven't I? I have said there is no place for that sort of behaviour. There is no place for that view in a modern world.
But I'm
here to accept responsibility for what happened. That's why I've come out and
said
just
that. So have you changed your view, Richard? Because, I mean, obviously, when you made those comments, we can hear what you said. It sounds like you believed it.
No, Andy, you don't believe that. You don't believe that. What I believed was what I said when the game started. Good luck, Sean Massey. Good luck. It's a big day. You're in the spotlight. That's what I believe. Good luck. And we all collectively held our breath when that first decision was made. And if she'd got that wrong, heaven forbid. There was a possibility, but of course I didn't believe that. You know, one of the reasons why we probably were in overdrive on Saturday is we had a fresh guest with us, a guy called Matt Murray, who used to play in goal for Wolverhampton. We wanted to make him feel relaxed and comfortable, and that was part of that process. But you know, I have learned very quickly. I have learned a very harsh lesson that can't be the case, and that shouldn't have been the case.
So that was effectively the kind of. You're saying it's the kind of dressing room banter that will get a guy, that's the sort of language he's used to in a dressing room, that will get him relaxed.
That's what I said to you, that when people come into our workplace, into studios, and they see lights and cameras, what you don't want is for people to freeze. Listen, if somebody put me on a football pitch in their workplace and said, go and have a runabout, I'd look a right chump, wouldn't I? You know, I can't do that. I don't want them in our studio to look the same way. I want them relaxed and happy and to... So, you know, the nature of what we were saying was unacceptable, was wrong. Now, you know, I can't offer myself up more than I have in that respect. It you know, there's no defence.
No.
No defence. I have realised that. Yes, I have realised that. And I'm not here to offer up an apology for myself. I am up here to offer an apology for my behaviour to others who I have offended.
Richard Keys is with us in the studio. We've got some of your emails and texts. Talksport.co.uk, text 81089. We will put them to him very shortly.
Play Hit the Road with Porky Pit Stop Paris.